This is episode number 20, Myth-Busting Meditation and Going with the Flow. Welcome to Your Journey to Manifesting. My name is Sarah Prout, best-selling author and creator of the Manifesting Academy. Each week, I'll bring you an inspirational message or share powerful conversations with thought leaders, game changers, and light workers. The intention here is to motivate you to create the life of your wildest dreams. Thank you so much for spending some time with me today. Now let the journey to manifesting begin. Hey everyone, what's up? How are you feeling today? It's so great to be here with you for another episode. And today we're going to be talking about myth-busting meditation and how to go with the flow. Because I know a lot of you out there have questions about meditation. So this could really be a 10-hour course. So I'm going to try my best to condense it into this very short episode. So what is meditation, you might ask? And for many people, it means many different things. Meditation or prayer or relaxation techniques are something that is used in many different traditions around the world. Many different religions have different spiritual practices and the way that they show up. So you can really use meditation for either spiritual practices or to practice mindfulness and relaxation. It's really up to you how you adopt this beautiful practice of meditation in your life. It has extreme scientifically proven benefits as well, such as a decrease in stress. Your brain chemistry actually starts to respond differently when you meditate on a regular basis. And this is why it's so important to understand some of the rules and the myths that we've created around meditation and how you can see through them and create your own practice and define it on your own terms. So one of the common things that I find with my Manifesting Academy students is that they try out the meditations that I have in the Manifesting Academy. And we have so many different meditations that can help people in different stages of their manifesting journey, whether they're wanting to empower their body and manifest health, or if they're wanting to attract their soulmate or do a visualization to attract abundance. We've got it all covered there in the Manifesting Academy. So if you're interested in learning more about meditation, then check out the manifestingacademy.com. That's manifestingacademy.com, and you can see what's on offer there. But I have thousands of students in there at the moment. And the number one question that I get for people, especially when they're just starting out on their meditation journey, is that they cannot quiet their minds. So they'll sit down to do a meditation and they have the best of intentions, and all of a sudden the monkey mind starts up. Can you relate to this? You know, they might think that the doorbell will ring, or the phone will ring, or they'll think about the groceries that they've got to get from the store, or they'll think about the bills that are due and need to be paid. And then all of these random thoughts rise to the front of their mind just when they're trying to relax, just as they're trying to let go. And they hold the belief that they're doing the meditation incorrectly and that it's not working. But what if I told you that one of the biggest myths of meditation is that people believe that they have control over this, that stillness actually takes time to cultivate as a muscle, that it's not something that you can do straight away, and that part of the process of meditation is learning how to surrender to what is. And so when you do that, when you learn to witness those thoughts and accept them for what they are and not make them worse than they are, you actually become a witness, and you can stand back and view those thoughts from the vantage point of consciousness. And this is where it gets really interesting. So you don't make it wrong, because my personal definition of meditation is that it's an opportunity to show reverence and to connect to the divine within, to connect to the universe. This for me is essentially how I fill up my cup, and I'm able to then take that love that I fill myself up with and spread it throughout the world. And this is the key to living a surrendered and relaxed lifestyle. And meditation can help in all situations. So if you're feeling really stressed, all you need is 5 minutes to just relax and maybe say a little invocation at the beginning of your meditation, something like, "Dear Universe, help me to relax and surrender to the present moment." And then just take 5 minutes and just try and get yourself to the state just as if you're falling asleep. The other myth that people have is the position that you should hold when you're meditating. You know, we see the yogis with crossed legs and doing mudras, which are hand movements that mean something specific. But you can just sit in a chair. If you're new to meditation, you don't have to adopt these specific postures, you know, or poses. You can just do whatever feels comfortable to get you into that relaxed state. So there are no hard and fast rules around meditation, especially when you're just learning to dive into the magic of it. Because really, you're wanting to get your brain frequency to something that is called alpha. And that's where your brain waves slow down. The cycles per second slow down. And that's what you're wanting to do with your energetic frequency. You're wanting to raise your vibration, which is what meditation does. And that's really where the magic juice of manifesting resides. But you're also wanting to drop down into that really surrendered state where you're not so trigger happy with your emotions. You're not so involved in the illusion of the world, because remember, everything is energy. Everything, and there is no exception to this, is oscillating at a specific frequency. Now, I'm not going to get into all of the quantum physics side of things or the neuroscience, but what I will say is that if you take time to meditate just 5 minutes every day, your life will radically change. And I've been studying meditation for over 20 years now, and I would say that the benefits are incredible. Other thing I want you guys to remember is that meditation, yes, it's a very powerful spiritual practice where you either sit down, stand, relax, go to sleep, whatever it is every day that you would say and define as meditation. But you can create meditations in the most mundane situations. You could set the intention that washing the dishes becomes a meditation. You know, when your mind drifts and wanders and you're in that relaxed state, what if folding the laundry became a meditation? What if you could bring that art of surrender and relaxation to the things that you do with a sense of frantic energy? What if you could peel back that energy and just relax into it? What would happen? How would that change your life, your home environment, your work environment? If you adopted driving to work as a meditation, if you were in the grocery store and it was a meditative, conscious practice of mindfulness. And that's essentially what meditation is. It's mindfulness. And actually letting go of the mind in time and detaching and surrendering to what is. And it's really, really beautiful. The other thing, and this is where I could talk about this for hours, but we don't have much time today in this tiny episode for Thoughtful Thursday. What I would love to remind you of is that if you yawn during your meditation, if you cough, if you cry, if you start laughing or giggling, or you get itchy, whatever it is, these are actually reactions from the universe. That is the universe, the divine within you, waking you up. So if you can't sit still during your meditation and you want to get up and spontaneously dance, the magic of the universe and the divine energy within you, the super consciousness that is flowing through you, will move you. It's restoring every cell in your entire being and operating through you. That's my personal perspective. Other traditions don't particularly adopt that as doctrine. And who's to say what's truth anyway? Just give it a try and feel the truth in it if that resonates with you. If it doesn't, try it on. If it doesn't fit, that's cool. It's fine. It's like trying on an outfit. If it doesn't fit you, you get a better size, a better fit, something that does work into the framework of what lights up your soul and brings you joy. But the thing to remember, people, is that you need to lean into that joy. You need to make time in your life, in your busy life, to surrender to the divine within and to unlock the magic of the universe. Because the more you can commune with this energy, the more you're flowing with this energy, and the more the things that you desire to manifest into your reality will begin to show up. And like I said, if you're curious about learning more about meditation and manifesting, then make sure you check out the Manifesting Academy. Go to manifestingacademy.com for more information. That's it from me for today. Thank you so much for spending this time with me, and I hope you will join me for a meditation at some point. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave me a review. Give me some feedback. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear about some of the things that you want to manifest into your life as well. And also, if you have any ideas on guests that you'd like me to interview, please leave me a review and tag me their name. Or if you'd like me to interview you, if you have a specific question, please leave me a review in iTunes and we can connect. And that's going to be the magic that keeps this show rolling. Whatever you're doing today, I am sending you so much love and light and the energy of abundance. Be well, people. Lots of love.